Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
Award-winning podcaster. Jackson Free Press award-winning podcaster. You know they wish they could take that award.
I was about
back.
To say, you got an award from the Jackson Free Press?
It was people voted.
Oh, okay.
It was people voted.
They didn't rig it? I mean, how did they rig it?
They took the category off the list.
So they did rig it, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, people were not allowed to vote on best podcast again.
Did you get taken off the ballot? Like, that's what that sounds like.
Pretty much. It's like, we're just not going to have a president. There was nobody else in Jackson doing podcasts. There was a little bit. I won. They quit doing them. Now there's a bunch of podcasts around here. They should bring it back. I mean, I'll remove myself from it. I would like to see who won. But again, award-winning podcaster. Maybe award-winning radio host one day. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, speaking about Russ, I think you need, the top 50 list, right?
I mean, seeing some of the people that made it, my resume checks out.
Yeah.
My resume checks out. Hi, right, speaking of resumes, guys, are you, who do we want to talk about? Oh, me. Let's do my ad read. Hey, Clay Buys Cars. ClayBuysCars.com. Guys, you're selling your vehicle. Doesn't matter how old it is. Doesn't matter how many miles it has. Doesn't matter how new it is. Got you covered, man. Write you a check today if everything checks out and everything's agreed on. You got to send me pictures. Go to claybuyscars.com. My text message phone line is there. My email. You got to have some pictures. Got to have the VIN number, the miles. If you got to pay off, I need that. I need all that. Just like you're trading in somewhere. I need that much information to get you a number. I mean, I don't guess I necessarily need your payoff, but we will at some point. If you want to play a little poker and, all that, I get it. But we'll definitely need that at some point to make sure the money's right on the payoff thing. But, again, don't deal with crazy people on social media. Deal with me. I'm not writing you a bad check. None of that stuff. I'm not getting you a counterfeit check. I'm not meeting you at a random gas station and robbing you, or worse. I'm going to write you a check for your vehicle. It's that simple. Today, local check that you can go cash today. ClayBuysCars.com. Craigslist crazies, marketplace maniacs. I invented the line. Holler at me. Sean.
Marijuana,
man. So I'm sitting at the house yesterday and I get this breaking 911 post. And first person I sent it to was Mike Watkins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was like, I'm sitting there. I was like,
he loves that stuff. Right?
I was like, am I the first person to get this? Like, Mike Watkins, man, you're making me cry.
Was he?
Yeah, he's like, you're making me cry. And it was just that they're going to reclassify. They never said decriminalize, but it's basically, yeah. When you pull it down to the same category as Tylenol and testosterone, you're decriminalizing it.
And I think anabolic steroids, which, that means they're basically legal.
Well, they said that, but they also lumped it in with Tylenol. I can walk in a store and buy Tylenol. Is there a Tylenol I'm not aware of? I mean, I know Tylenol 3.
I don't know. I read
the NBC article said classify in the same classification as Tylenol and steroids.
Yeah, like, steroids I saw. I didn't see the Tylenol thing, though.
Yeah, it's on the NBC
header
thing. Anyway, that aside, I mean, this really opens the door, doesn't it? Adult use recreational.
I think so. I mean, I think that's where we're headed. I think everybody knows that's where we're headed, at this point. I think it's where we should be headed. I mean, my personal opinion. All the other states have not, it's not destroyed, civilizations that have legalized this in other states. And how many states is it? Do you know off the top of your head?
What I would like, no, I don't. What I would like to see is destroy the black market. Because right now, the it's too expensive.
100%.
That's a problem. I mean, from what I've told, I mean, I don't know personally, but that's the number one thing I keep hearing is how expensive it is because they're not able to write off their business expenses.
Well, also, you know, I think a lot of people, they have kind of dug deep in this because, you know, my sister lives in Colorado, and every time I'm out there, you know, I'll go in there to the marijuana store and buy some edibles or whatever I'm gonna buy. And it's so much cheaper there for the same number of edibles you're going to buy. But here it's like, you know, 40% more. And I've asked around about it, and apparently people are trying to recoup their investment costs, and so, like, the price is elevated. That's one of the factors. I'm sure Mike would actually know that, answer that exactly why that is. But there is a clear price difference, which, yeah, of course, then has made the black market even more popular because it's so much cheaper on the street than, sure, you can go to the marijuana store and get it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, if you can – whatever, you can eliminate the black market and you eliminate a lot of unnecessary nonsense – that goes along with the black market, the war on drugs, mm-hmm, all, you know, all the fallout of that. Sean, I mean, you being a former prosecutor,
yeah,
what do you, I don't know if we've ever had anything like this. Surely laws have changed where things become legal that were once illegal.
Sure.
Does this change any, do people have a chance to get convictions overturned?
They were talking.
Get released from jail if they're currently serving federal time for, I guess, marijuana distribution. I mean, even though it would still be from a tax side, if you're selling drugs, you're not paying taxes. So you got a tax evasion of sorts there. I don't know if they ever prosecute that, but you can make the argument. You know, I'm just curious.
Well, you know, I heard real briefly on the news that they were talking about, like, maybe expunging convictions. I don't know. I haven't dug deeply enough to what the legal consequences are going to be yet. I think what you're going to see, though, is kind of like, kind of what you see in Jackson about this. And this is actually a positive thing about, I think, you know, now that marijuana is medically legal in the state, you know, people are not prosecuting people for, you know, having an ounce of weed. I mean, they're just, nobody's going to do that. I mean, maybe in Hines County. I know. I mean, I don't know in the, you know, rural counties what they do, but so, I mean, you're not, you know, it's kind of gone, like, it's basically legal for everybody essentially. Cause you know, when you legalize for medical purposes, I mean, I'm just speaking for them, you know, being a prosecutor before, like, somebody's got, you know, a few ounces, I'm like, I don't care. I mean, like, you know, it's just, if you're over there, I mean, I'm sure if you're the DA's office in Hines County right now and somebody is arrested for that, you're like, well, man, whatever. We can't switch up.
Why is this on my desk?
Why is this on my docket? Like, yeah. I don't need this. This is stupid. I mean, and also, you know, you're prosecuting something like that. You look at so many other states that it's legal, too. And, you know, somebody goes to jail here and they don't go to jail in Colorado. I know that doesn't, you know, state laws are different, but it's just, there's a whole movement in the country. Let's just end the stupidity behind this, I think, is what's important. And just it just needs to be recreational nationwide.
I agree. Or at least send it back to the states and let them make, just like abortion, mm-hmm, let them make their call.
And I'm fine with that, too. And I think most states are going to, I mean, I think we'd have the votes here to do it. We saw what happened during when medical was up, and then talk about getting something stolen. I mean, that's a, you know, that was a funny one that went on and it passed here. And then the Supreme Court, you know, reversed it, right? Remember that? Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to some random people, and these are like old country guys, right? And like people you wouldn't think that, I don't even know if they were into marijuana or whatever, but they would be like, they were just mad that like their vote got stolen.
Yeah.
They were like really upset. I just talked to these like older guys all the time, and they're just like, man, the Supreme Court stole our vote, you know? And I'm like, I don't know if these guys even smoke pot. They just were mad that like 70% or whatever the number was, the public had voted for something. And then, you know,
74%
was it. And I mean, and then the little cabal, like, got it overturned, and because of, I guess it was, I think it was the initiative process, the whole, that's the reason we have that issue right now.
Yeah, it was Mayor Mary's lawsuit kicked it off, and then, mm-hmm, the initiative process. It was just a trickle-down effect of nonsense. They've yet to fix the initiative process.
Right.
But, again, neither here nor there. Here's one of the most interesting things, and I didn't even mention this in my video yesterday that I made. What this will do is, unless they figure out a way to screw it up, never underestimate the power of government to screw something up. See no further than the women's restroom situation in Jackson. I mean, when I say in Jackson, I'm referring to the Capitol, down at the Capitol. You should be able to buy a dang firearm now. You should be able to have a firearm license. You should be able to have marijuana, the devil's lettuce, and a firearm.
Yeah.
We could finally put that conversation to bed.
Yeah, is that what's going to happen now? Isn't there a federal? I would get some of these people in marijuana stores told me this. I don't even know this. You know, it's a legal issue, but it's like the you can't have a gun and have a medicinal card. Is that correct? Or you can't buy another firearm or something? The gun people will text in and let me know. But
you can have a medical marijuana card and go buy all the guns you want on the private market.
Gotcha.
You cannot have a medical. Okay, it's not even that you can't have a medical marijuana card. You get asked on the test. Mm-hmm. Are you a drug addict of some sort? Mm-hmm. I've gone through this a million times. I can't remember the exact language at this point. We've done hours and hours and hours of radio shows about this when we had Kelly's Greens and them on here.
Yeah,
yeah, amongst others. It's allowed in the state. It's not allowed federally. People in the state are worried about getting medical marijuana cards, then get pulled over with a firearm, say like on the Natchez Trace.
Uh-huh.
And because that's federal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're caught, you got a firearm and marijuana.
With drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. But if in state, the state law, if I remember correctly, it's not illegal.
Okay.
And state kind of trumps federal. Well, you would know how that works.
No, I mean, feds would. I mean, they could still prosecute it because there's, you know, yeah. But
they're not going.
They're
to.
Not. Yeah, probably not. I don't.
Not this administration.
I haven't heard of anybody getting. Yeah. Maybe I'm sure there'd be an article about that. But
so there's been some lawsuits and stuff that coming out of the Ninth District,
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
That's California. Some,
which one's down in New Orleans?
Fifth Circuit.
Fifth Circuit. There's been a decision out of there could change all that without the decriminalization or reclassification. It's very complicated, obviously. It shouldn't be. Unfortunately, it is. But I would think with this being reclassified, it should be a game changer for everybody involved on the federal level because then it opens them up for banking. It opens you up for
banking's a big issue, right? A
huge issue. It opens them up for cross-state distribution.
What are they doing in Mississippi for banking for the medical shops? Because I've talked to Colorado when I'm out there and talk to those guys, and it's an issue, you know. And they were trying to create at one time a state bank of Colorado, but that didn't work because of certain federal issues. And so what you'd see is they would have like duffel bags for cash.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, basically like the scene from Breaking Bad, where they're having to put cash in walls.
That's
and
what stuff. And then they put them in safety deposit boxes, and and then they'd pay their taxes in cash. You know, I really read a lot about that when I was out there. It's really interesting. I just didn't. Is that what they're doing here?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's a federal thing. I mean, it's not a Colorado law that's making them do that. It's the federal law because the FDIC insured banks can't take the marijuana money.
Right. So, I knew that. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's going on with the medical shops in this state? Are they doing, is that the same thing that's happening? Everybody's walking out with duffel bags full of cash, or
we got a text here on the Guns and Gear text line. Says ATMS is the dispensaries is how they manage it. So I'll have to look into that. I'm not sure what ATMS stands for. So we'll see, man. It's going to be very interesting how all this works. Somebody says you can buy one from a gun store. I mean, you can have the medical marijuana card and then go buy one, but then you put yourself in the situation of. You have to lie on that document about being an addict. The document asked the wrong question.
Are you an addict if you have a medical card, though, or are you just
a user? But it's a weird language that puts you into a situation where if you just mark yes that you've used marijuana, they deem that as like being an addict. I had to go back and look. I don't want to sound stupid here. I've done this a million times. I should remember. I don't have a medical marijuana card. I have no intention on getting a medical marijuana card. I have no intention on buying recreational marijuana. It's just not my thing, but I support it being your thing because I don't want the things that I like taken from me.
Yeah, like kratom, right?
Like kratom. I will fight fights that don't involve me because at some point it's going to involve me and I'm going to want your help.
You know, I always feel like in 50 years they're going to look back at us and be like, marijuana was illegal and people went to jail for this? It's like, it's just going to be stupid. So, I mean, kind of like we look at prohibition now. Like, alcohol was illegal for all those years and it caused all those problems. And now it's like, people went to jail for alcohol?
Yeah, well, there's drug dealers that need to go to jail.
Sure.
Yeah, regardless of what, I mean, some people are just absolute animals, and their drugs is just how they're making their money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're absolute animals. I mean, you know this.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, those people need to go to jail for. It's like I said with medical marijuana. Okay, maybe it may be legal now. But that doesn't allow you to drive under the influence.
No. You know, many times I've had that conversation with people that ask me about that, where they're like, well, I mean, it's legal. I'm like, yes, so's alcohol, and you can't drive drunk.
It's also this. One of the things you see all the time under these news reports of drug bust, marijuana is legal now. It still ain't. It's still illegal to illegally sell drugs.
You can't sell even a medical card. You can't go on the street and start selling it.
Just like, okay, well, you got pulled over with your nug, with your ounce, whatever it is you get. Not the 5 pounds of pot in the back that you're going to sell.
That begs the question now that we're talking about that. Let me ask you this. And I'm conflicted on it, and I have been for years. Would you legalize all drugs?
You know, Mike Madison is a proponent of legalizing all drugs. I've heard the argument. Mm-hmm. Man, I've been on the other side of some really bad drugs that have no business being legalized.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to ever legalize methamphetamine and crack or heroin.
Mm-hmm.
What they should have done is not gone full tilt on this war on opioids, because it has created the most unintended consequences ever with fentanyl.
And heroin, too.
And heroin. They should have just left that alone and understand that people are going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it regulated and allowed doctors to actually write pain medicine. However, that was one of Trump's a decision I disagreed with Trump on, was just this all-out war on opioids. And I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, to answer your question, marijuana, sure. I don't know. Pain, some kind of opioid, manageable opioid that keeps people from being criminals.
Yeah.
Sure. Hardcore amphetamines, cocaine, no, I just don't. You know people will abuse it.
Yeah,
I guess I sound like a hypocrite there.
I mean,
but I've seen the bad.
Yeah, no, I respect that too. I'm just do you think more people would use it, I guess is a good question, if like those kinds of hard drugs, if it were legal, right? Do you think that would create that kind of an issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a hard answer. I know. I mean, that's why I'm saying I'm conflicted about it a lot of times.
More people would try it.
Yeah.
Now, and then it's rather addictive once you feel that speed going through your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's euphoric.
Right.
Know, I'd be lying if I said otherwise. And then you spend the rest of the time wanting to feel that way again, and you never feel that way again.
Sure.
I mean, not till you've had some sleep and ate and hit the reset button.
100%.
Yeah. And that's the problem is you spend the next 3 days, 4 days chasing that purple dragon.
Right.
And, then until you just crash.
Yeah.
And, no, I don't think that should be legal. I just think we know. We got enough of a sample size of the consequences and repercussions of that.
Yeah. I mean, I lean that way with you, like that, because of those consequences with those types of drugs.
Because it's not a gateway to nothing but hell.
Yeah.
At least, you could play the gateway drug argument on some of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can walk in and buy a gram of meth, over the counter somewhere, There's consequences and repercussions to that. And I mean, obviously, sure, it would be medical grade. I guess, it wouldn't have battery acid or whatever. But and some people make the argument, and Lane just texts and says, yeah, they already do. It's called Adderall.
Yeah.
Different. I've done both. Adderall is a gateway drug to methamphetamine. I'm just going to tell you 100%. No ifs, ands, no buts about it. I know way too many people who started on the Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
And found their way on the meth. It's just a transition. We got to take a break. We got Sean Yerkeron here in the studio. The gun's in your text line. I got all your texts. We'll read some of them. 769-241-1944. Phone line. Chime in. Let us know, what do you think? Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We'll be right back.